As I get older, I find there are some things you never grow out of. I mean, you wish you'd grow out of them, but you don't. Your pants, yes. The things you wish, not so much. For one thing, I'm as much of a nerd as I ever was, probably more. I watch more PBS now than when I was 12, and my parents made me sit up for Masterpiece Theater so I'd have some culture. Yeah, the culture didn't take, clearly. But I still watch the geeky shows, so nobody's happy. Personally, I blame Carl Sagan. He'd go on about these billions and billions of stars and made it seem like entertainment instead of learning. Otherwise, I'd have probably dumped PBS when I figured out nobody was ever going to acknowledge the existence of Snuffleupagus. I mean, you expect that kind of thing from Mr. Hooper, right? But Gordon? Maria? That still pisses me off. Also, Carl Sagan would probably shit a supernova in his coffin if he knew he was a gateway for people like me watching Fawlty Towers and Antique Roadshow reruns. That's probably not quite what he had in mind. But there's still educational stuff on PBS. Like, just last night, I watched a show called Behind the Doors of World War II. I don't know what I expected to be behind the doors of World War II. Like, Nazis, maybe? I mean, they were pretty much in front of the doors of World War II, so that wouldn't exactly be a big reveal. You sort of lose the element of surprise when everybody's been talking about what you did for 70 years. I mean, I've been to Berlin. Even there, they don't walk around going, "Nein, the butler did it." So I don't know why I watched it. But I watched it for 2 whole hours. And they covered a bunch of interesting things that apparently happened during the war, not just the dusty old facts we learned in school, or were supposed to learn but didn't. Like, apparently Italy was involved in this thing for a while, and we had atom bombs, and I guess we pulled it out in the end. News to me. I guess you miss a lot when you sleep through 5 semesters of freshman history. Anyway, the show was pretty interesting. The main focus seemed to be that world leaders are kind of assholes like the rest of us, which, again, is not exactly a shocker. But it turns out Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin didn't really like each other much, and they lied a lot and did some pretty nasty stuff. See, that I knew. Joseph Stalin, not a stand-up meet your parents kind of guy. Yeah, I got that one. I didn't sleep through that many classes. The weirdest thing for me was the actor playing FDR, because I saw this guy in some other movie a while back, and he played the villain, like a real smug, douchey kind of guy. So every time Roosevelt rolled in on screen, right, the guy I'm supposed to be rooting for, like in a wooden wheelchair, for Christ's sakes, all I can think is, nah, screw this guy, he's an asshole. So it was kind of conflicting. I mean, it could have been worse. They didn't cast Salma Hayek as Hitler or anything, but it was still a little weird. Hey, I said I still watch PBS. I never said I did it right.